Packed gymnasium tonight in Bad Axe. Great to see yet another great crowd in the Greater Thumb Conference. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call. Bad Axe in their home white uniforms, blue numbers with gold outline. Vassar in their away black uniforms, orange lettering, white numbers with orange outline, red, orange, black, and white stripes on the side. And looks like we are going to be doing another jump as Andrew Sutton and Tyler Humpert jumping for tonight's tip. The tip is won by, still loose actually, and Vassar will bring it in, moving right to left across your radio. On top of the key, number one, Yona Keller, being guarded by Tommy Morneau, favoring to his left side, trying to get the offense started. Over to Lamont Morrison against Martin Messing. Into Humpert in between the high and low post and dribbles back out to the free throw line. Goes down to the lane on the right side. The floater is up. Rebound, Tommy Morneau.
Bad Axe was in there man-to-man. And they got away with that first successful defensive stop. Tommy Morneau at the top right now. Going ahead and barking out signals and passes the ball to John Messing.
Vassar coming out in a zone defense. Bad Axe going with a little bit of a weave, trying to dissect this zone defense to start the game. Martin Messing on the left wing. Back up to number five, John Messing, his older brother. Martin Messing, left wing, being guarded by number 22, Fabro. Tommy Morneau, top of the key. 6:59 left in the first, still no score. Martin Messing in the right corner to Morneau, right wing. Thought about taking a three, does not. Dribbles to the top of the key to John Messing. Into the left corner to Martin Messing against Fabro. Strong defense from Vassar, allow 42 points a ball game. Tommy Morneau to John Messing, back up to Morneau, right wing, dribbles inside to the free throw line, off balance, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Keller. Here comes Vassar the other way, right to left across your radio. Humpert at the right wing, all 6'7" of them. Morneau guarding Keller, gets a screen from Humpert to his right, a little bit of room, dives in inside the arc on the right wing. Skip pass to Morrison, left wing, down to the low post to Humpert. Waits for the action to hit him, goes up for the layup, and 2 points for Tyler Humpert. Vassar on the board first, 2-0, 6:09 left in the first quarter. John Messing takes a long two from the right wing, and that one's nothing but the bottom of the hoop. 2 points for Bad Axe, a tie ball game.
First 3 minutes of the game is very important, and right now it seems like both teams are feeling each other out. As far as the fact that they played each other, doesn't much matter. They want to see what the defense is giving to them.
Left wing back up to the top to Amon. Dives down to the lane on the right side, no good. But offensive rebound from Keller keeps the possession alive. Lamont Morrison top of the key for three, no good. And rebound, Tyler Humpert. Triple team kicks it into the corner, back up top of the key to Keller to reset the offense. Vassar trying to control tempo in this ball game. They like a slower pace ball game. Bad Axe likes to run. Deflected pass and brought in by John Messing, but there's Lamont Morrison to bring it back in. And will continue to keep his possession alive. Right wing to Fabro, being guarded by John Messing. He retreats deeper beyond, away from the arc. Yona Keller against Tommy Morneau, dribbling to his right. Nothing there. Gets it into Humpert against Sutton. Little post move, dive to the lane, nothing. And rebound tipped away and brought in by Logan Amon. And the bank is open from the free throw line. Vassar out to a 2-point lead again, 4-2. 4:44 left in the first quarter. Bad Axe trailing 2-4.
Now Bad Axe is bigger than Vassar, but right now Vassar is really working the offensive boards, and that has really led to some success with the second and third shots.
Martin Messing right wing. Morneau top of the key to John Messing. Martin Messing in the right corner. Back out to Morneau. Against number five, Logan Amon. John Messing left wing. Martin Messing Jr. And we have an offensive foul as Martin Messing shoved his defender away with a little bit of a stiff arm. And that is a foul. That will be his first of the night. And Bad Axe's first team foul. Vassar ball near side of your radio, right to left across your radio. 4:15 left in the first quarter. Vassar 4, Bad Axe 2. Humpert, right elbow against Sutton. Surveys the prairie to the left wing. To Amon, he dives into the lane, draws the foul. He's going to the line for two shots. Foul goes against number 25. That would be Mason Krug for Bad Axe. And their second team foul. at the line. Logan Amon on the season makes the first free throw.
67% for Logan Amon.
He averages 6.5 points a ball game through 14 games. Extends that lead out to 5-3, 5-2 with 4:06 left in the first quarter. Second free throw from Amon, as good as the first. 4-point lead for Vassar. 4:04 left in the first quarter. Right wing, John Messing. Into Sutton in the post. Back out to John Messing, to Martin Messing, right wing. Back up to Tyman Morneau. Screen from Martin Messing. Does not use it, goes to the left. Morneau dives to the free throw line. John Messing for three, long two. They're going to give it a 2 points for John Messing from the right wing. The foot was on the line. That's 4 points for John Messing and a 2-point ball game. Vassar leading 6-4. Lamont Morrison just inside the arc to the right side. No good. Rebound, Tommy Morneau.
So far, the Vulcans have not given anything on the inside.
John Messing, left wing. 3-pointer is no good. That one goes over the backboard. Vassar ball. 3:25 left in the first. Vassar leading 6-4. And this bell game is going to be back and forth for four full quarters, I can tell already.
Right now, that's the tempo, exactly what Vassar wants.
Right wing to Fabro. Down to the right post to Humpert, and he gets fouled on the way to the basket. It's going to be on the floor. This will be the third, or actually the fourth team foul. No, third team foul against Bad Axe, and the first against John Messing. Lamont Morrison inbounding underneath Vassar's own hoop, and we have a whistle away from the ball, and this will be against Vassar, Bad Axe ball. Foul will go against Tyler Humpert, his first, and Vassar's first team foul.
Looks like a little bit of a Revlon call there. A little bit of makeup.
A little bit. 3:05 left in the first quarter. Bad Axe trails 4-6. Vassar with a 2-point lead. John Messing, top of the key.
So far, nothing on the inside for the Hatchets. They're stuck on the outside.
Fabro nearly pickpockets John Messing. He hangs on. Morneau now at the top of the key. To the right wing, into the post, to Sutton, and we have a whistle. And this could be some early foul trouble for Tyler Humpert if this is indeed against him.
That's him. He's walking over to the bench. I wonder
if he
anticipates.
Yes, it is. That is his second personal foul with 2:51 left in the first quarter. And the second team foul for Vassar. So he sits down and is replaced by 6'4" senior, number 24, Zach Shepard. Martin Messing inbounding on the right side of your radio underneath Bad Axe's own hoop. Bad Axe with the ball to Martin Messing, left wing. 2:45 left in the first. Vassar 6, Bad Axe 4. Martin Messing dives in the lane over to Andrew Sutton. Short corner. Top of the key, John Messing for 3. No. Rebound, Lamont Morrison. Here come the Vulcans. Out-rebounding Bad Axe 4-2 so far.
Morrison was almost stripped by Clark Brady. But the Vulcans do maintain possession.
Clark Brady, of course, replacing Mason Krug early on. 2:20 left in the first, to the top of the key to Fabro, dribbling into the lane, puts up a shot, a lot of action against that one, and they're going to say last touch by a white jersey Vassar ball.
Well, that is a good call, because
yes,
I do believe that was Colton Fabro who was taking the ball up, and it was blocked because Clark Brady got his hands on it, and it did go out of bounds. The last person to touch it was Clark Brady.
Lamont Morrison into Shepard, and he goes up for the shot, and he is fouled as the shot was blocked away by Andrew Sutton. This will be Andrew Sutton's first foul and the fourth team foul for the Hatchets. This puts number 24, Zach Shepard, to the free throw line for two shots. Shepard, a 33% free throw shooter on the season, and he misses that one. He's only attempted 7 free throws. Now he's made 2 of them.
Why doesn't they get to the, why don't they get to the line as much as they should?
He misses the second one as well. Still 6-4. Vassar hanging on to that 2-point lead. 2:05 left in the first. Tommy Moreau, top of the key for 3, no good. Rebound, Martin Messing, and he puts it in for 2 points. Martin Messing cleans up the boards, and we're tied at 6.
That's a big bucket for the Hatchets. Now they got to go ahead and dig in. Yonah Keller does have the ball. It's guarded by Tommy Morneau.
Keller to the free throw line to Shepard. He can't hang on to it. Has to finally catch it in between the top of the key and half court.
Little bump there. No harm, no foul.
Keller to Fabro, left wing. Keller now picks up the ball on the left wing.